you just go out there and work hard every day and let the chips fall where they may. But, you know, it's just going out there trying to help the team pretty much.
How do you – it seems like you're always in this position of reproving to them that you deserve to be in the lineup. Does it seem that way to you?
Nah, I just – you know, I'm blessed with the opportunity to play in the National Football League. And every day I just go out there and work as hard as I can.
Okay.
And, and just work and let the chips fall.
As someone who started a lot of games, though, in the league, what was your mindset going through training camp in the preseason trying to reattain – possible starting job?
There's a lot of competition in the linebacker room. So we knew that from the start. So we were just going out there trying to compete and make plays and trying to beat out each other. Everybody knew, I guess, that it was a lot of competition. So it was just going out there every day and just trying to perform.
Is Will your best position?
I wouldn't say best. I just, like I said, I'm just glad to have the opportunity to play.
Most of your reps were coming at Sam, though, right, with the second team throughout camp?
Right.
What's the kind of difference there now you're shifting over to the other side?
Just run fits. Instead of on the strong side and the weak side. And pretty much the coverage is pretty much the same.
At the same time, you're taking on the running back, guy out of the backfield more. You're going to be working more in space. How does that, you know, fit with your style of game?
Sam is pretty busy as position itself, so I don't think it'll be, you know, any trouble trying to work in the open space. It's just like you just got to get the feel of it.
You see there was going to be, you know, Brian and Jamar there on the weak side. At what point did you factor into that?
I guess when they told me, I wasn't really studying. They didn't give me no heads up. It's just, you know, you come in and they tell you where to go and where to play.
That was today?
Yeah.
Have you got any work that you've done? I'm sorry, go ahead.
Have you got any reps at weak side?
No, not so far until today.
But you've played it before, though, right? I mean, it's right. Not.
Yeah,
you've been around here long enough that.
Right. That's where I first started off at. At weak side. So, not a lot has changed from, I guess, then.
Since you got here, I mean, you've seen, you know, what, your fifth year here, or whatever. I mean, you've seen guys come and go in the starting lineup when they're bringing in guys and Will Witherspoon's in and Foku's out and then Foku's in and you're out. And then, I mean, it seems like every day. I mean, how bad do you guys need to really kind of establish something as a group, the three of you, Michael and D'Amico and you, and have that consistency and stay together?
Like I said, it's just about going out there and making plays. And if you go work hard, make plays, then I guess it'll stay consistent.
What do you think it says about you, though, that every year they bring in new linebackers and you're still standing, you know what I mean?
Like I said, you know, I've been blessed to be in this position, and I think it just goes with just hard work and playing, I guess, to the best of your ability.
Having been a starter and then lost a job and now got it back, did you kind of see how tenuous it is that these jobs are and how quickly you can lose them and then quickly get them back?
Yeah, I mean, it just opened your eyes. Like I said, just go out there and just give it all you got because, you know, you can't be switched out anytime. So I think that's the motive right there, just to keep going out and giving all you got.
It seemed like last year that there was a time there during the lockout when it didn't seem like you were in the Eagles' plans, and then they brought you back. What did you think you were done here at that point?
Like I said, I'm just blessed to be back. I don't know. I wouldn't say done because you never know. I'm not a fortune teller, so I'm just, you know, just go out there and get it all I got. And, you know, thankfully they brought me back.
After the top three, it's all about special teams. Did you think before this morning you were – lock to make the roster?
Like I said, nothing's a given, nothing's written in stone. That's why you go out and play like your hair's on fire.